This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. Episode 46. We're starting it right after the Lakers win. Hey, Austin Reeves, baby. AR-15.
Comes through clutch.
AR, baby.
We got a lot of Laker talk, actually. We have a lot to talk about the Lakers right now.
We do. We have a lot. AD's rough first half, but you expect that first game back after, what, six games? But he said...
Right after he was just player of the week, and he had a rough game, so...
LeBron was, right? Yeah, LeBron was.
LeBron.
No, but AD says he just did the post game. He says his knee feels fine, so he should be good to go going forward.
Better.
A good second half. A lot of shit going down the stretch right there, dude. LeBron's always finding the opening guy, and then a couple of air balls. And then...
Those air balls had me a little nervous, but the thing that bothered me, okay, Russ hits a big three. They're celebrating like they just won the NBA title. There's still 26 seconds left, dude. And of course
they tie.
Dallas comes back and ties it.
Almost bad as when Claypool was celebrating the first down when Steelers.
But that was good.
But Westbrook, I know, but that's he just airballs one and then he makes one and then he's fucking
and then he bricks another one. And then, but, hey, man, hey, a win's a win.
A win's a win. Three in a row. That's actually a decent win. I know Luka was out, but we had guys out, Howard, Monk, and THD. Yep.
What are your thoughts on some of these rumors going on around right now with the Westbrook trade?
I saw that. It's going to come down to if LeBron wants him or not, really, right? Right?
Okay, here's the thing. You're LeBron. Who do you want to play with? Do you want to play with Russ or do you want to play with Simmons? And last thing I heard, actually, was I think the Lakers had reached out, but it sounds like Philly's not interested. They don't even want to, like,
if I'm LeBron, I want to play with Russ, but also how about just if they do – are they – if he wants to trade Russ, find someone – find a shooter, dude, or maybe Heald is –
I'm gonna have to disagree because I actually think Ben is a better all around player. I think he's definitely younger. I think he's a better all around player personally.
And we know he's not gonna shoot. We don't have to worry about that. He's gonna make the smart basketball player. Whereas for
that's what LeBron wants. LeBron says LeBron tells him don't shoot. That's fine. Just give me the ball.
Yeah, we have enough shooters now. We signed a bunch in the offseason. We don't need Russ shooting.
I'm actually surprised LeBron didn't take any of those last shots, though, today. I mean, he drove the hole and kicked it out a couple times. He's the one that found Russ.
But that's his game. I mean, they're going to double him. He finds the open guy. But I mean, I don't know why they did that play to Russ out of the timeout when he airballed it.
Yeah, I don't understand that one either. But Ellington came through, too. I'm surprised. I didn't think Ellington was going to keep that ball in bounds. And he kept that in bounds, turned around, great pump fake.
Yeah. Yep.
Buried it.
That's a big win. Maybe a momentum swing.
That's a huge win. I think it's a great win. I think it's actually a great win. That's a tough place to play. Dallas, you know, they got up for that game. You saw Cuban there on the sideline.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm just going to go back to this too, because I was watching the game just now. And again, I know it's the rule. I still think it's one of the worst rules in all sports. You call a timeout, you get to move the ball all the way up to the top of the arc. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of a lame rule, but I know whatever.
That doesn't make any sense, right?
But I mean, everybody plays by it, so it's I guess that's rule, but it's just a weird one.
That's why you got to be smart, coach, at the end, right? You got to hold on to your timeouts,
save your timeouts. Yeah, exactly. And that's why the last 2 minutes of a basketball game is really like half an hour.
I know. I was like, I gotta catch the end of this, but I'm like, forgot. Shit, there's timeouts every fucking.
I've been on it for that's I'm gonna die on that soapbox, dude. I've been on it. The timeout advancing the ball is lame, and I'm still on. I can't stand the two minute timeout in NFL. You give the team four timeouts, really. You get four timeouts in NFL.
Oh, you don't get the 2 minute warning.
Yeah, like take the 2 minute warning away. What do you need the two minute warning for?
That's a good point, man. I've never.
What is it for? What does it serve you to just put up a game plan for the last 2 minutes of the game?
I'm not really sure. So
but whatever, whatever.
We've said
we got
this is
go to Minnesota
like our third
next.
Time saying yeah. It's our third time saying it's like they're winning the season, but it feels like it, right? It's a big win. But now we got T Wolves next. Let's sweep this road trip, dude. We could be T Wolves.
That's the thing. We got a tough, I mean, we got a pretty solid stretch coming up. Like we talked about last possible. We got T-Wolves coming up. We go at Bulls and then we go home. We're back home to the Suns.
Why is that game so late in Minnesota, dude? Isn't it a 2-hour difference? It's going to be 9 7 p.m.
Yes. Yeah, it's a 9 p.m. game.
What the
on
hell?
On Friday?
Could you imagine?
Rest?
9 p.m.
What's weird is you got to figure, I mean, are they flying out tonight or are they leaving tomorrow? That's the question. You think they're on a plane tonight? It's only 2 hours ahead right now over there, so it's you figure it's 9:47.
I would say get some rest and fly in the morning, right?
That's what I would think. Have a shoot around.
Oh, they're also in Texas, though. They might be going out tonight.
That's true. With no masks.
No mask. No mask in Texas.
That's the thing. I think you got to get some rest. You fly out early. You do a shoot around practice tomorrow. Have a early night tomorrow, and you get that Timberwolves game late Friday night. That's the plan, right?
Exactly, and then the Bulls Sunday to close it out. Damn,
at least that's a shorter trip right there from Minnesota to Chicago. So at least you can get some rest there. That's the big game, and then
of course we play the Suns. After
of course, right after we get home.
I know exactly. Oh, no, big win.
But it's all leading Austin up to Reeves, Christmas Day.
I know. Let's give Austin Reeves some more playing time, right? Let's go, dude. Watch that Christmas Day because you saw the rumors that Irving wants to come back and play soon. Do you watch? He'll be back for that. Just our luck. He'll be playing that game. Oh no, he has to be back. So he can't play. In
yeah,
that
he's gonna be cold. I'm not worried about. I think he's gonna be pretty cold. What other Christmas Day games are there? Warriors always good for a Christmas Day game. They play the Suns. That'd be amazing.
Warriors Suns.
Is it Warriors Suns?
Yeah, it is. Good call on that. And then Hawks Knicks. Yeah, I'm
pulling it up.
Celtics Bucks.
Mavs, Jazz, it's not bad.
Decent NBA slate.
I don't know about that Hawks, Knicks though.
Yeah,
they gotta put the Knicks.
They do. Speaking of the Warriors and Knicks, Steph Curry, best 3-point shooter in the game, gets it done. Yep. Right.
Second. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was inevitable.
Yeah, I know. It's not inevitable. It's not like. It wasn't like. The drama wasn't too. You know he's gonna break it eventually.
We called it. He was too short after their last game. We called it. Like even if he was one short, you got to take him out of the game. You know, stop the game. Let him do it in the garden. But
it was cool to see Ray. It was cool to see Reggie. That was cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and, Reggie with the broadcast. That was nice.
I mean, Steph Curry changed the game forever, right? I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
There's no arc that can contain him. Oh, there's no arc that can contain it. He'll put it up.
Good question. Is this record ever going to be broken? I don't think so, right? I know the game. People are shooting threes left and right now, so maybe someone played. I don't know. I don't see it because he's going to end up with like 5,000 threes, right?
Records are meant to be broken. I think it's going to be a very long time before it gets broken. I think somewhere along the line, you'll see a 3-point shooter who might be just as good. But I think it all comes down to how many minutes are guys going to be playing. It's going to come down to injuries. He's been very fortunate, at least for the most part. He hasn't had too many injuries.
Yeah, I think like his third year, he had the ankle issue, but he's been good ever since,
So, I mean, the fact that he's been able to play consistently game in, game out, and not take big chunks of time off is obviously helped. So, I don't know. It's an impressive record. I think it'll stand for a while, and he's not done yet. That's the thing. He's still going to go.
Seriously, man.
I want to see where it's going to end at. That's wouldn't it be impressive?
Definitely, he's going to get over 5,000, right? What's he got? 4 more years left.
I think at least 4 more years. You don't think he's got more?
Yeah. So, what's he average a year? 300 a year? Yeah, 1,200.
He could get four more years.
I think his goal is to get to 5,000. You could see in his post game, like he was talking to SVP. He wants to do more. 5,000 would be the goal.
I mean, he's 33 right now. I think 33. He's got 5 or 6 more years to be honest at his pace. Because
if he can shoot, dude, you'll be
exactly. He's not getting bodied going down to driving the lane to the hole. I mean, he's playing a safe position where he's just shooting. I think he's gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, it was a special moment. I think the next special moment like that, is LeBron gonna pass Kareem? I'm assuming he's gonna keep playing and pass. That's the record he wants, right? And most importance.
Ooh.
I think he'll get there.
How far off is he? Dude, I think it's an ego thing. He probably just wants to do it just to do it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think he'll get.
I just
get
there. How far off is he though? That's the question. I'm not. He should pass Malone. Maybe in the next year. What's and it a say? Half.
Kareem points how far? I think he'll eventually.
Kareem's at 38,387. Uh-huh. LeBron's at 35,787.
Oh, dude. And you know LeBron's not, he wants to stay until Bronny gets in the league. Dude, he could pass it.
LeBron's still 1,200 away from Malone. So yeah, he's still 1,200 away from Malone.
We'll see. I'm just saying that's the next big record that keep an eye on in a few years, right? A couple of years.
Yeah. Cause did he get his triple double? Did he get the triple double he needed to get in the top five?
Did he get it today? I know he got it.
Did he get one the other day? Because that's what else he was trying to get. He was trying to get top five triple doubles, wasn't he?
I think he did.
So
yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, but
LeBron Curry, doing LeBron things.
Yeah, Curry, legend. Changed the game. Best shooter of all time.
Splash Bros.
His teammates just as good though.
I know. That's the thing. Yeah, if he didn't miss a whole entire year too, it would have been even more amazing.
You see him, he gave dude, this is why KD is the best on social media, dude.
On Twitter? Oh, dude.
Dude,
does he still have his burner accounts?
I think he still has that. But so Curry gave Rolexes to Draymond and Iguodala because the assist. And KD's third in the assist category, and then he's like, He retweets like, I'll take that Rolly as well, that Rolex. And then did you see the Stephen A thing? Oh no, Skip Bayless?
No. What did Skip do?
Here, watch this tweet. Oh my gosh. Bayless tweets too much, man.
This is a problem.
You're bored though. Skip Bayless. The best player on the planet was at it again tonight in Brooklyn, going assassin in overtime for the COVID Rocket Nets. Nothing like Kevin Durant. You watch Bron. And then Kevin Durant goes, he retweets it, he quote tweets it, and says, what's he say here? Oh, did he delete it?
I'm not on Twitter enough.
He quotes me. He says, "I really don't like you." That's all he says.
Oh, well, they've been going at it for a long time, dude.
He's just the best. And then send me the role. Dude, KD's the best. You got to give him a follow.
I love how he talks shit to Skip Bayless, dude. I love how everybody talks shit to Skip Bayless, though. Remember when, what's his name? Richard Sherman got into it with him?
Yeah. But the thing is,
life.
We could all talk shit about him, but he stays winning, Skip Bayless, though, because we're all talking. We still talk about him. So.
Yeah. But he's one of those guys. It's like him and Stephen A. Smith, man. I can't stand listening to either one of them, but they're still good. They're still good.
Yeah, that's true. So good for them.
But I do love KD. I've always loved KD. I loved him when he was in Texas. I loved him when he was in OKC. I loved him when he was in Golden State. I love KD.
He is. I mean, I love him too. But let's get into how about Deion, dude?
Deion, dude, swiping guys.
Dude, that was the number one recruit goes to he flips FSU to Jackson State.
Who goes to Jackson State? That's my question. Who goes to Jackson State?
Deion's a coach, dude. Things are gonna be changing, bro. And then he signs a deal with Barstool right after. People want to come after Barstool.
They won their division, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They won their conference. Because
a lot of people criticized Deion for going there, like, oh well, Jackson State. But dude, they won their division. Now he's getting the number one recruit. Good for Deion, man.
That kid, though, I mean, okay, you're the number one recruit. You want to go to Jackson State or you want to go to Florida State? What do you think enticed him to go to Jackson State? You can't be just Deion, right?
No, he signed that deal with Barstool. Like the name.
Do you think Barstool said, like, oh, go here and we'll sign you?
I don't know. But, well, maybe because Deion did work with Barstool or still does.
Just for clout, you think? Like, oh, like let's just do this for likes.
Have Prime coach him, dude. Right?
Is Prime gonna stay there?
Well, that's
talking
what I'm
about
saying.
Him being the next. They're talking. Remember, about
I
him
thought he was gonna should get a win to SC. Yeah, he will be after. That's true. Does that guy even, does Deion coach him for his whole career at Jackson State? There's no ways.
I mean, if what's the goal? The goal is to get to the to Sunday, right? That is the goal. If you're playing college football, you want to get to Sunday. Are you going to get to Sunday going to Jackson State? That's my question. I mean, I know guys come from all over schools. Guys come from little schools that you never hear about. I mean, Tom Brady got picked what round out of Michigan?
Sixth round. Your boy Joe Flacco. Where'd he go? Delaware State.
Yeah, guys coming out of North Dakota State and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Jackrabbits up in the Dakotas. I get it. But, I mean, I don't know. Are you going to be playing good enough competition? Are you good enough? I know you're the number one recruit. Are you good enough to play good enough competition at Jackson State that's going to get you drafted in the NFL? I hope it works out for him.
Yeah.
If you're that good.
Yeah, it just might
that
be.
Good, why not go
this
to
this could change USC, a lot of things, though, going forward. So with the name and likeness thing, things are changing. But. Good for him. Good for Deion. That's crazy. And
Deion's making a splash, dude. He's making a splash. Jim Harbaugh, who? Saban, who? Jackson State. You're gonna see a game day. Watch.
Can we make him a D1 team?
You're gonna see a game day go to Jackson State, and you're gonna see some clown that has a sign up that says "We want Bama" or "We want Georgia." Watch. You're gonna see it. I guarantee you. ESPN's gonna go do a game day there next season.
Of course. Oh, guaranteed. It's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee. Who's on there? I want to see who's on their schedule next season because I guarantee they're going to do a game day there.
Oh,
you can look that up right now.
Sure, man.
Jackson State 2022 football schedule. Here we go. Any marquee games? They play anybody decent that they're going to get a paycheck for? No.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing that looks all right. Tennessee State, but we'll check it out. But watch, I guarantee you, game day will do a game there. Watch,
of course. So good for Deion. What else did you want to touch on, man? We touched Deion, Curry, Lakers. Before we get into our locks, Urban Meyer
was NFL.
Yeah, Josh Lambeau.
Kicking kickers, bro?
Kicking kickers,
is he dude. Is he trying out for the kicker position by kicking the kicker?
Imagine you did that to McAfee. McAfee would have kicked his ass, right?
Oh, dude. McAfee would have fucking like Stone Cold stunned him right there. He would have done an RKO out of nowhere on his ass.
Oh, you know,
like,
man.
I'll show you. And then he would have stealing his co-eds from him, too. That's exactly what McAfee would have done.
Urban Meyer, I mean, this is just.
What's going on, dude? This is a circus. This is a circus now.
We thought it was bad when he's at the bar. I was like, I'll give him that. That's fine. He's at the bar in Ohio. People love him.
Now he's losing the locker room. What is going on?
He's got back to college, right?
I think he's going to have to go back to college. But at this point, is he too much of a liability to take into a college? That could be a question. Is somebody going to want to put up with his antics but then if once he goes starts back winning, into college? I'm surprised he left his gig on Fox, dude. I would have stayed on Fox to an analyst, dude. You got a cushy job inside the studio.
What was the reason he left? Where was he? What's the reason he left Ohio State?
Health issues?
Oh, okay.
Same reason he left Florida. Health issues.
Yeah, that's true. Fox, he was killing it, huh?
Fox, you should have stayed at Fox because, dude, I think he's losing the locker room. And here's the thing. The Jaguars have been kind of a joke franchise for the past 20 years. They had a couple good seasons when they went to the playoffs with no offense. They had that Saxon.
Do you remember them in the AFC Championship game, dude?
Exactly. Because they were just sacking Brady, everybody.
Yeah.
But now it's to the point, dude, that owner, the Middle Eastern guy.
Your boy? Yeah.
I don't know if this was an experiment of that was just, like I said, to get clout and it's not working. I don't know. You went and got Urban Meyer. That's a huge signing, but I don't know. It's not working for him in the NFL, man.
Can we talk a little? I like Trevor Lawrence. I know he has no talent around him, but can we talk? Hey, he's kind of sucked, to be honest, dude. Did you see stats?
He's in a tough position, man. Really tough, to be honest. You lose what's going to be your top running back before the season even starts.
Yeah, true. But he's pretty bad, though. But I'm not going to say bust yet. Yeah, we'll see. He needs to be in a better environment. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to be in a better system, I think. Yeah. We can talk. What do you think? Okay, so we talked about this last podcast while the game was going on. LA Rams, is that count as a big win?
That's a big win for Stafford. To me, that's their second big win of the season, right? The Bucks were the first one, and then That's sick. Yep. And then this one, Arizona. He looked
and to do it with a bunch of guys on COVID too. They did it with a bunch of guys that were out. Ramsey was out. Higgy was out.
Good call by you.
I did have that. I liked that game. I just knew that. I didn't think Arizona
and the Rams
beat them twice.
And the Rams in more. That's yeah, dude. Yeah. They looked like so the Rams.
I'll tell you one thing I do. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing I did learn from that game because I was watching. I think I forget what it was. The next morning it was like, oh, what did we learn from that game? I think what we learned from that game is I think we learned more about Arizona than we learned about the Rams. I think the Rams are solid. I think they're good. I just don't know if they're going to go all the way. But I think I really like Kyler Murray, dude. The kid's a gamer, dude. He was getting thrown to the ground. He pops right back up.
Dude, he makes just unbelievable ready plays. To go. Besides those two picks, so that pick at the beginning changed the whole game.
Yeah, and but, the one where he scrambled, he completely ran like a bootleg around the whole entire field and then finds, who do you find, A.J. Green?
Yeah, well, did you see the news today? The Hopkins is out until playoffs.
Hopkins done too. For the season. Yeah, that's not good.
So Arizona is the guy. Best team all year, and then now they're – limping into the playoffs. You never want to see that.
So, yeah,
I don't know. Rams, the big win, but I don't know. What do you think? Can they? Is that a team that could go on the road in Green Bay and Buccaneers and win? I don't think so.
I'll tell you right now, the answer is no. I'm not sold on the Rams, and I'll tell you for two reasons. Actually, I actually saw a stat. I think they talked about it in the game, but I saw somebody post it again afterwards that the leading NFL receiver, I don't think has ever won the Super Bowl.
And that's Cooper Kupp.
Yes. Obviously, did you hear about that stat?
I did not see that, but
I could be wrong. Maybe it's happened once, but I could have sworn they said a stat where the leading NFL receiver has never won the Super Bowl.
Well, actually, it makes sense. I mean, Moss that one year they lost in the Pats, they lost that.
The other thing is there, I think you look at, let me pull this up real quick. You look at the standings right now and you look at the Rams' strength of victory. It's not high enough for me to want to believe in them because you look at their strength of schedule and okay, it's decent. It's up there. Mm-hmm. It's one of the higher ones, but their strength of victory is extremely low. They're beating weak teams.
Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. They beat the Bucs. That was a good win. And now they beat Arizona. What's another big win that you could see, dude?
You lose to the Titans. You lose to the Niners. Okay, who'd you beat? You've beaten the Giants. You've beaten a terrible Seahawks team at the beginning of the season without Russell Wilson. I mean, you've beaten the Texans. That's the thing.
It was a good win, but let's –
Which could lead us into our action at the urinal right now.
It could. I'm down to talk about it. It could lead me into that.
Because I don't know how you feel about them this week, because I actually think it's a fishy line.
I think it's fishy line. I love the Seahawks, dude.
It's a fishy line, right?
Seahawks are still alive. And
is that one of your locks?
I like Seahawks, yeah. After that big win by Rams, I like Seahawks, dude.
I'm staying away, but I thought that was a really fishy line. I still don't believe in the Seahawks run game. I know they got Breshad Penny now as their guy, it sounds like. I don't know. But it's a fishy line.
Seahawks are desperate. I mean, if they lose, they know they're done. So, yeah, so at least they're desperate. They're desperate. And Wilson could win a game anytime, you know?
Very true.
I love that line. And then going – I'll give you my second pick real quick, because we were just talking about Urban. How could you favor the Jags? How are they? I don't care if it's the Texans. I don't care. How are they favored with all that turmoil and everything? Dude, give me Texans plus 3.5 all day.
Because they're at home and they get the same exact record. That's why.
How are they
Vegas favored? Vegas is saying a field goal game.
How are they favored? I'll take Texans. You cannot favor the Jags right now.
Well, I'm just glad I was gonna have to just end this podcast.
I'm saying Jags one more time.
That's why when you started talking Jags, tell me he's not gonna do that.
I just can't believe you're favoring the Jags. That's crazy to me. So that feels like an easy Texans plus 3, but maybe the Jags will win. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. What's your NFL?
My first one. I'm going, dude. I might not bet against this team the rest of the season. I might not bet against the Patriots the rest of the season. And you know what? The Patriots getting points to me is like Christmas morning.
Yeah. When we learned that when we were in Vegas, yep. I know that's why I'm staying away.
Because
I
kind of like
the Colts, but I'm going to stay away because I kind of like the Colts.
I think the Patriots defense is going to just smother Wentz. I think the Patriots defense is going to ball hawk. I think they're going to be all over
especially
the field.
Belichick off a bye and getting points. Yep. I mean, that's like,
yep. Yeah. Belichick, what does he do? I said this a couple of weeks ago. He takes your number one threat completely out of
the game. So JT will be out of the game.
Yep. I think they are just going to bring pressure the entire time. They're not going to let Wentz throw, and they're just going to get to JT. I think I like the Patriots just based upon their defense in this game. I think it's a low scoring game too, by the way. I'll say that. I think it's a low scoring game.
Oh yeah. That's going to be a great game.
But is Patriots getting 2.5? That's the line I got on that right now. So Patriots getting 2.5.
I like it, dude. I'm sticking my third pick. I'm going with Chargers tomorrow, man.
We're on it together.
+3. I know
it's it together.
It's +3 now. I liked him at +3, +4, maybe even to win outright, dude. Come on.
I like it. I like it a lot. I actually like the Chargers a lot tomorrow.
No, they're inconsistent. We've been saying all year they're so inconsistent. So maybe they'll get killed.
Very inconsistent. I told myself I wasn't going to bet on them again. This is one of those ones where I told myself I wasn't going to bet on them.
And there'll probably be more Chiefs fans. There'll be more Chiefs fans, of course, but.
There will, but you know what? I think the whole world is on the Chiefs right now, and I think the Chargers need this game more than anything.
More than the Chiefs do, for sure.
Yep. And don't forget, if the Chargers win this game, they're tied. I think they actually have the lead. They own the tiebreaker, right?
Did you see their schedule going forward?
The Chargers?
Yeah. Dude, it's so much easier than the Chiefs. They could still win the division.
Texans, Broncos, Raiders.
Dude, look at Chiefs.
The Raiders.
Chiefs got
Steelers, Bengals, Broncos.
That's pretty harder than
Chargers, it's harder.
Right? So obviously it's a must win for the Chiefs too, but I don't know. Chargers, come on, win a big game right here.
That's right. Chargers win. If that's the thing, Chargers win this game. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of left the Chargers for dead a little while ago. The Chargers win this game. They're winning the division.
I know, dude. It's a huge game, man. And you can't even watch it tomorrow, dude. End your Christmas party early, bro.
I know I'm watching it. That's why we're doing the pod tonight. We're doing the pod.
When are you back in town tomorrow?
I can't. actually, you know what? I'll be here. I'm skipping the Christmas party. Fuck the Christmas party.
Well, you have to probably wear a double mask there.
I'll have another Christmas party next year. let's do it. Let's do it. We're watching that game tomorrow.
Yes.
Yards?
I'm down. That's why. Yards, dude. Gerald's going to be there. You know that.
Oh, we'll hit him up. We'll hit up Gerald. Get Gerald on the horn. We'll send him a text. We'll get him there.
Any other leans you like? A couple of leans I got for you. Steelers getting points at home. Hey, you know what happened last time? What happened last time we got points at home?
We fucking walked out of the Aria Casino. Like we owned the way we just freaking bought the place. I'm on Chargers getting 3. I'm on Patriots getting 2.5. There is one more I like. And I said this last pod as a lean. It was this little teaser, giving you a little teaser. I said this before. I'll say it again. My roommate is going to the Niner game this Sunday. Whenever he's there, it doesn't turn out well for the Niners. Give me the Falcons getting 9.
I hope you're right, dude. Come on,
Falcons.
I love it. And then a couple, two big lines, and it's divisional games that are kind of lean. I think that Cowboys are favored by too much in New York. You know they always come up. Even I don't care if Glennon's playing or Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
you know they should keep it close. And then Bucks are favored by too much at home tonight. Saints got a good enough D to keep that close, right?
I agree with that. I just don't believe in the Saints scoring any points.
Yeah, but
that's my thing. I just don't know how the Saints are.
Those teams
score.
Just know each other so well. That's all. Mm-hmm. But it should be closer than I think. But who knows? We got our official plays, but.
Couple of these games, let's talk about this. The one that I was kind of like looking at and I thought was very interesting was the Broncos getting 2.5 at home. Excuse me, they're giving 2.5 at home. They're 2.5
That's point
a must favorites
win
at home.
For both teams. Oh,
exactly.
My gosh,
the Bengals still own their destiny. If they can win out, I mean, I don't know.
That's what do you like in that? You know, that's
a really good game.
Yeah, that's a really good game.
And the other one I was thinking, I love their defense right now. I do not trust their quarterback, though. Do you think the Dolphins giving 10 points to the Jets is too much?
Oh, my gosh. Dolphins have won 5. Yeah, because they had a bye, right? They won.
Yep. Their defense is playing good.
All of a sudden, they're favored by 10. Remember how bad they were?
Exactly. We can't touch it, right?
Oh, my gosh.
We're not touching that.
That's insane. That is insane. And then the shitty Monday night game, huh? But why is that only 3.5 Vikings? Bears are horrible.
Why are the Bears getting another primetime game?
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row. This is crazy.
See, that one, that's a fishy one too. The Bears getting 3.5 at home. I feel like Vegas is kind of begging you because you're thinking, okay, they just were left for dead by the Packers.
Bears Bears might be a play.
What's the word on Lamar? Is Lamar playing?
See, that's
in the Ravens Green Bay game.
Too many iffies on that. Who knows if he's playing or not?
I'll tell you this right now, actually.
If he's playing, you like Ravens or you like
who've I been fading all season?
Ravens.
I've been fading the Ravens all season. I think if Lamar plays that game, I think that's a trap game right there.
And you like Ravens?
Ravens could walk out of their home stadium with getting the points at home. If Lamar plays, home dogs. Lamar
plays, that's true. With Harp, do you know, right? Harp, they always play hard for Harbaugh.
That's just a drop me game for the Packers. I think non-conference game going into Baltimore. That's one of those games that teams lose like that. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean much, but I mean, Packers are still fighting for the number one seed. So
some decent games. Decent games.
It's gonna be a nice little nice.
Hey, we need a bounce like back said, for sure. After 1-4, it was.
But we get Saturday football though. We're good though. We get Saturday football.
We're officially back. Dude, we get football Monday, Thursday, Saturday.
Like I said, there's more days of the week with NFL than there aren't.
Good. That's how it always should be.
Wednesday, Friday.
We don't have to do all the bowl games. We'll do the ones that are, I mean, maybe a couple over the weekend ones, right?
There's a couple really good games, and there are a couple locks that I'll hand out.
The New Mexico Bowl. I saw the stat. UTEP hasn't won a bowl game in 54 years, and they get +11.5. You know, I always look at motivation for these games. Because, you know, some teams are like, oh, who cares, bowl game. Dude, mm-hmm. UTEP's going to be motivated. Give me 11.5. I think.
Where is that? What day?
That's a Saturday 11:15 game. I just think I always look at motivation for these teams.
Saturday 11:15.
I haven't watched them play, but they haven't won in 54 years.
Haven't won a bowl game.
They're 54 years.
Jesus. Fresno State's solid too.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just give me the points, dude.
And this thing, these bowl games, there's so many underdogs always win. Underdogs always win in these bowl games.
Because they want to be there. They want to be there.
Exactly. That's why I love Western Kentucky getting 3 against Appalachian State.
Kentucky. 8 a.m. on a Saturday. I love it.
Dude. How many times have I bet on Western Kentucky this season?
Yeah, why fade them now?
Let's go. Give me the Hilltoppers in the what the hell is this thing called? The roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. What the fuck is that?
Like you said, there's too many bowls.
Roofclaim.com? Is this like a house insurance thing? Jesus.
Another one. I'm sorry, I'm fading Corey. With BYU, but BYU, they've had a huge year. They're number 13. I don't think they care to be in this game, do you?
I don't think they do.
Do they already beat some Pac-12 teams? They wanted to do much better this year. Now they're playing an Independence Bowl. I mean, UAB +7, man. Well, they're going to be motivated.
Way too easy, dude. That game seems way – Vegas is begging to take BYU. You told me this 13th team in the country cannot beat University of Alabama Blazers?
Didn't they beat USC? They beat – dude, they don't care about this game.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Another game that I think is going to be a fantastic game. Actually, I think it's going to be a great game is the Utah State versus the Oregon State. I'm on that too. In the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl presented by, what is it? Stifle?
It's at SoFi?
Dude,
Utah State, right?
The LA Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not taking a winner in that game. I'm not putting a lock on that, but I just think it's going to be a great game, actually. I think Oregon State's favored by 7. I think that's too much. I think it's going to be much closer than that, but I'm staying away. That's too much
as well. You're staying away? No. You like Utah State or don't?
I like them to keep it close, but it's not one of my locks. It's a lean. Okay.
All right.
It's hard for me to pick against the Pac-12 and some of these bowl games usually. It's
I like all the UTs, bro. Yeah. It's like the what?
It's like the bracket in college basketball. You always want the Pac-12 teams to go deep, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And you always take a 12-5, just standard, right?
Exactly. That's why I think it's gonna be a great game. I think it's gonna be a close game. If I were a betting man, I'd take Utah State.
Yeah, I'm going with the three U's: UTEP, UAB, and Utah State. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Right?
You want to make it a fourth one on Tuesday? University of Texas, San Antonio.
Oh man, I mean.
Tell me how they're favored in that game.
Jeez. Where's that game?
How are you not all over San Diego State? I mean, the only reason they're favored is it's in Texas, right?
Yeah.
It's in Frisco.
Yep.
So it's what, a 3-hour, 4-hour drive from for them? I like San Diego State getting the points in that, to be honest.
It's called the Frisco Bowl, but it's in Texas?
Yeah, Frisco, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's where the Cowboys headquarters is.
Oh, so they're, dude, that's what you think, that's a fishy line? I mean, they favored them, but San Diego State's solid, dude.
I think San Diego State wins that game outright. I think San Diego State wants to be there. I think San Diego State is pissed after the Mountain West.
Yeah, because they lost to Utah State, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And then we'll get into the bigger bowl games next week.
Yeah, of course. We'll get some time. Yeah, we'll get some time. That'll be episode 50, maybe.
Yeah, those are some locks for you guys on the weekend. If you guys, I know
Jenners
will be watching it. Yeah,
these are freebies. You know, thank us later. It's all right.
We're not going tout yet, but after that college year we had, we might go tout.
We'll flash our addresses at the end of this for if you want to mail us any Christmas presents.
Exactly. If you tell our college picks.
As a thank you, don't send family photo Christmas cards. We're just gonna trash those, all right? Just send us good stuff.
People still do that. We see it on Facebook, and then we gotta see on our card. What's going on here? What's going on?
Yeah, they'll send us with the family photo in front of the fireplace with the dogs in it and everything too.
Those days are over.
Sweaters in the park. But yeah,
come on.
All right, bro.
All right, man. That was
let's have a big
NFL bounce back.
It's a big weekend of sports. We're going to have an NFL back bounce back. We got NFL soccer, games,
Lakers.
4 days out of the five. We got a couple of big Laker games coming up. Let's do this. It's going to be a good weekend.
You got to backdoor your Christmas party. We got to watch this game at Yard. Chargers, Chiefs?
You know what? I'm not down. When am I ever not down?
And Gerald better be there. I haven't seen that guy.
We're going to text him. We're going to hit him on the horn right now. Dear Gerald, we're going to hit him up.
Yeah, hit him up.
All right. We'll be at Yards. When this drops on Thursday, come to Yards tonight. We will
to
be
see
there.
Our Chargers lock. We're both on the Chargers.
Sprinkle money line. I like it. Hey, Yards, if you're listening to this,
we'll
drop us a, you know, if somebody drops a talk at the urinal, give them a little free onion ring tower or something, you know, throw in a little incentive here.
Second, we'll take 20% off tomorrow.
Yeah. First drinks on Yard.
Exactly. No, first drinks on Gerald, then Yard.
Yeah, there you go. 10% off on all half yards. Just exactly. Say talk at the urinal. Say Eric and Paul sent us.
Exactly. All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. I'll be there.
All right.